Austin School District Police Chief Eric Mendez says for him, school safety has always been a priority.
When you talk about Sandy Hook Elementary and what happened that day, I think that a lot of people believe that it created or caused a reaction by law enforcement, first responders, that somehow changed from what we had been doing.
Mendez says tragedies at schools over the past decade have caused districts like AISD to prepare for similar events.
Columbine and Jonesboro, Paducah and Big Lake and all these other places where school shootings have occurred, and you realize that Sandy Hook just brought another dimension to the violence.
Any death is tragic, but young children and the vulnerability and the senselessness and the shock of this happening to young children went deep.
That's Victoria Calder with the Texas School Safety Center in San Marcos. She says Newtown led a lot of school districts across the state to clarify their policies.
Prior to Sandy Hook, education code required that schools conduct drills, but there was no specificity as to how many drills or what type of drills.
This year, state lawmakers passed a bill requiring all schools to conduct at least one evacuation drill, one lockdown, one shelter in place, along with severe weather and reverse evacuation drills every year. The Texas School Safety Center says it recommends schools conduct one of those drills every month. In Austin, the school's police department went a bit farther. While Chief Mendez says emergency drills and plans are confidential,
they're not helpful if they're not confidential.
He does say the district installed more safety measures, security cameras, door buzzers, and panic buttons. When pushed, those panic buttons alert everyone from the front office to first responders that something bad is happening on campus or in a classroom. Now, every school in the district has those three safety measures. The district also added 6 more police officers specifically to monitor elementary schools.
Each officer has a set number of elementaries that they're responsible for. And their responsibility is, obviously, they provide the patrols. They provide patrols before school, after school, you know, school zones, lunches.
Mendez says the district can't prevent every emergency, but the goal is to avoid as many as possible.
People have to realize that where there's a will, people will find a way. We just need to make sure that we have enough deterrence in place to keep that will from finding a way.
Statewide, more districts are taking matters into their own hands. Calder with the School Safety Center says for years, teachers and administrators in Texas could carry weapons in school if they had a concealed handgun license and the approval of their school board. The Texas Education Agency says before Sandy Hook, only Herald School District exercised that right. But as of April, at least 13 other school districts have followed suit.
The school marshal bill is new.
That's the other school safety bill passed this session. It allows administrators to designate a trained employee to act as a school marshal. Starting in January, employees can enroll in a training program designed by the same state agency that sets training requirements for police and other law enforcement officers. Kate McGee, KUT News.